So I want to say today is the Bura in Teres HaShaila. HaShaila will be the... So the HaShaila is moving garbage cans on Yom Tov. Very, very practical HaShaila. Garbage cans have a lot of mucks in them. Right? Especially in Yom Tov, even more than Shabbos, because we said, like you mentioned, that Neulin is mux on Yom Tov, or Machmer Neulin on Yom Tov, as opposed to on Shabbos. So you have a tzomis, the motion, which are edible by animals, and there's animals in the neighborhood, so pashas, those tzomis don't become muxa. So that's on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov they become muxa. Chicken bones, most of us can assume, are muxa because they're not edible by animals. You don't give it to feed it to the animals because they can get choked on that, etc. So you don't feed it to animals. If there's a certain amount of bosser left on it, so that's not mukzah. So the place to grapple with how much bosser has, you know, your mashu bosser that doesn't solve. Nobody's going to save that amount of meat. So that's not that. So it's still mukzah. Klipas are mukzah. So Shailos, what's the status of the garbage cans? So one argument which has been suggested is that nowadays, with the prevalence of disposable cutlery, tablecloths, etc., cups, plates, so you have a potential. These things are not muksa. So your garbage can is a boss's issue leheter. So you can move it. So it's relevant taking the garbage cans down to the curb on Yom Tov. It's relevant to bringing the garbage cans back from the curb on Yom Tov, etc. So the question is, so what's the status of disposable kalim in regards to Hilchos Muksa? So the makor, that dion is our sugya. So there's two ways to clear the shaila, what the status of disposable kalim is. One is before you throw it into the garbage, but it's open to be nizrik into the garbage. One is what you actually threw it into the garbage. So where does that first side come from? Right? That the Gemara says that so we're discussing this case of Magufa Shenitzasa. The Brisa says Imzarka Ba'ashba Zoster. The Gemara says if Yizarka Glima Meshab is slash, but is it usher? No. So why, if you zark the makufa to the ashba and on Shabbos, does it lose the status of a kli? Or a papa im zarka mibayyam la ashba asura. So zark Rashi zark mibayyam galidaitim esma de la manahu zarkosis im zarka mibayyam. If you threw it into the ashba, the chavis makufa machalik shanim hash. That which we're asking is that this item, the magufa, which where Rashi learns is not broken, just the chavis is broken, therefore it becomes useless for you because you have no use for it. It's not bad, it's broken. If you're zarkin to the ashman b'yoyim, you're regaladite that lav manahu. Whereas a glima, even if you throw the glima into the ashram, but yeah, it doesn't do anything. Because the maisa, it's a full-fledged garment. If it happens on Shabbos, however, if it happens on Shabbos, so the Gemara says, hey, the way Rashi learns, the magufa batzim is usable. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was mukhan. So the fact that in the middle of Shabbos, it becomes, there's nothing to use it for, doesn't take away shame, it's shame kli. And the Mora says, therefore, even if you're zarkin to the ashba, it doesn't lose its shame kli. That's a rational in the Gemara. Okay, step number one. Okay, step number two, it says that Amar Bar Hamduri, Amar Shmuel, Krum Mishalch Makselus Mutal Tatlam B'Shabbos. So you have a Makselus, which is a mat, and these pieces of the reeds came off of the mat. So you move them on Shabbos. My time, Amar Rava, Amar Rava, Bar Hamduri, ask really, Makselus good for the Maikhazir, the Sabeya Afra, and Amikhazir, the Sibahu, Tiraifis. So they have a usage. So Rava says that Bar Hamduri was mazur the din that Shmuel said by saying it has a parallel usage to the kli that it came from. Zaktosis, why do you have to tell me that the usage is the same usage as the kli that it came from? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That you need mei malachta. But the Tanakhama holds you don't need mei malachta as long as it's mei malachta, it has malacha. The Abba Gav, the boy boy mei malacha Rishonah. Kamar Rav Nachman Liel. But over here, you even have that. But Echanami, you do not need mei malachta Rishonah. Mei malacha is good enough. This comes the Rashba. The Rashba has the same kashrus thesis. And the Rashba doesn't give thesis the answer. So Rashba says, Ikeman the Mefarish. Usually when you have a nusach of Ikeman the Mefarish, usually you're expecting another Ika at the end. There's no other Ika. Ikeman the Mefarish, and that's it. That's all he says. And the footnote over here just doesn't say, he says, we don't know who this Ika is. But the Rashba seems to quote it and seems to be going with it. Dafka Shadishpur Bashabs. Hobachol Loy. If it's Nishpur Bachol, then Krumah Shel Kana is not Mutzah the Metalti. They know the Matzdiyan. Al Zarka La Ashba, Amiyatan La Sokka. The natural state of the Krumahs which come over the Machzelis is not that you save them and use them, you throw them out. Okay. So then why is Shabbos different? Since over here there's a swar of Mukhan Agavim, which the Morris said, and the Havamina on Kuf Kapdal Mabeis, right, that there's a difference between Mukhan Agavim, even though now it's not really such a good kli. So here you're going to need it tonight, even according to the Tanakhama, that it's roy for something similar to the original usage. Why? Because Batsim, if the derech is to be zarka to the Ashba. But since it still has a usage with me'ain malach to Rishayna, and it was huch and agan aviyem, so even though it's derech is zarka to the Ashba, kol zman you didn't throw to the Ashba, it's still used. It's still mukhah. Behind the Yitzchak Bar Hamduri, the Farshim Mishum Machzel is good for the Maichazia. That's Abba Gav Lekaim Lekab Yehuda. We don't pass Lekab Yehuda. You need Me'ein Malach to the Mishana. But over here you do, because Batsim something which the Derech is the Bizarre to the Ashba. So the Rashba, I have a Gemara Kuf from Kivlam Ad Aleph. The Morris says Machat Shayad Shinitzu Charora Uksa Shosu Rabba Liel. Can you have time to fish all the Bizarre to Ben Grutos? Hahi Ben Shinitzu Charora Uksa Mimer Shabbos. So, according to what we're saying now, it's Huchan Agav Aviyah. Number one. And number two is that it does something which is Me'ein Malach to Harishon. Even though the Derech is Bizarre to the Ash, but it doesn't become Muxer. So the more on Kuf of Gimel, some in case of what happened to Erev Shabbos. So that Erev Shabbos, since it's Derech to Bizarre to the Ash, but it's considered Muxer. On Shabbos, since there's a swar of Huchan Agaviyam, so then even though it's there to be Zark to the Ashba, since it's Huchan Agaviyam and it does have a usage still, it's not Muxer. Hanilu b'Shabbos Shari, Hol b'Huchan Agaviyam, b'Chazin l'Malach to the Rishonah. The Hol b'Chol Nami, Neutlin b'Oyas HaKoitz. Okay. So what do we, before we go weiter, so what do we have out of the Rashba? The Rashba says, the fact that Barham Duri told me you need me Malach Dor Rishonah, which normally you don't need, that tells me that this case is unique. Over here, Be'etzem, the Derech is a throw it away. And that really should override. And if it happened to our Shabbos, the Tak gets Muksa. Even before you threw it away, because the Derech is a throw it away. But if it happens on Shabbos, and you have the Sor of Huchanag of Aviyah, A, and it does Me'ein Malach Tar Rishayna, B, then it's not Muksa, until you throw it out. Then he adds another case over here that the machatz, which is nitzal charar v'uksamer uksa, if it happens on Shabbos, even though Derek Rebbe said is to be zarek ben gutol, so if it happens on Shabbos, it's muksa even before you threw it away. If it happens on Shabbos, it's not muksa since it was hukhanag avia. A and B, because it's also a malach rishon. So I think that's an important connection over here, this last point also, because the primary uses of a machat before Shabbos is not litavoy sukkot. The primary uses of a machat before Shabbos is to sew with it. So now, but I don't mind using it, a machat will also be used to take out a kites. Now once it's hutzal uksa, I cannot use it as a needle anymore. I'll only use it for the kites. That's called me'ein malach dor rishona. So me'ein malach dor rishona of a secondary malacha is good enough, according to the Rash. But for this din, whatever this din is, it's good enough. So far, so good. Yeah? Comes with Tuvager. Comes with Tuvager. Let me tell the Shulchan Aruch not like this. Sifid Aleph. Machat Shleim Amutra Latal Tala Lita Boyes Akaitz. Nitzel Chuda Aichor Shala Azasim. And the Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate whether it was Nitzel Chuda from Erev Shabbos or is Nitzel Chuda on Shabbos. According to Rashi, this din that it's also is only if it's Nitzel Chuda on the Erev Shabbos. If it's Nitzel Chuda on Shabbos, it's Taka remain, it's not Muksa. The Shulchan Aruch says once the Chuda or Aichor Shala is gone, it's Osir. Zog to Kibay, Gadasa Rashi, Chidushov is the Daf Kibbutim Boyoim. Shabbos Yesh Lahatir, because it does Meim Lahatir Rishoyna and Hukhanaga VM. So what's the Shulchan Aruch? When he is Daiti, Kim and the Paskin and Bashar and Machsalos, the Zog and Lashmi Boyoim. A different gears over here. Nisachino. So there's a Nusach Achrino that I have in mind. I don't know whether everybody has it or not. Ayn Rashi Chidush Shkotz is Dal Daf Rak Minitul Merav Shabbos. Little Bishab is it's different. Okay. The same thing by Sharmat Salos. That's the only mutter the Nishmer B'Shabbos. Kibin the Mikar Chazal Ksuy Be'Afra Gam Ken Chazal Chasus Tinoifus. Voicem Alat B'Shan Mutter After Derech Azar Kalash. Now. Midim Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis Shem Salos Im Zarek Last Min Bodyoim Osel Latal Talom tells me that Shem Salos, which were not Zarek Last Min Bodyoim, are Mut, which is Tois, right? Mavur de Malav Hachi Shori. So now. Zotu Kveger. Why So let me tell you like this. From the fact that the Mechaber does not differentiate, the Mechaber does not create this new din of that you need Me'im Alachta Rishayna. And the Mechaber does not argue, like Tosis says, you don't need that. So if you don't need that, means there's nothing special over here which is happening. Al Tzor of Huchanaganavia. The Rashi was Mechadish this Tzvora of that over here. You need a more specific usage than the Mishnah. Only in conjunction with Huchanaganavia. He said, and the next step of that, there's a difference between what happened before Shabbos and after, or on Shabbos. So what time Mechalitim before Shabbos and on Shabbos, I say, oh, there's a skill of Huchanaganavia, and that's why you need a special type of usage. If I don't accept this Tanai that the Rashba says of a special usage, like Tosis, so then as far as I know, I don't think Mechal is a chiluk to see before Shabbos and on Shabbos. Next step, I got a Gemara on Kufav Gimel, which tells me something with the Derech is to throw to an Ashba. It becomes Muksi before you throw it out, the Rabbah says. So the Rashba's chiluk, that doesn't apply on Shabbos. I have no makor for that in Shita's Toises and Shita's Shulchan Aruch. So it comes out anything with the derech to throw to the ashba. The Bemar Kuf of Gimel, according to the way the Toises learns, and according to the way the Shulchan Aruch would learn, that should get a din of being muksa even before you throw it out, because you're going to throw it out. That's what should come out. So if Shlomo Zalman says, his question was sakin chalav a pachit shel bira or kufsat shimurim, which have been emptied out. Since me'achas ha'omer la'ashba, they become muksa. Since they're omer to the ashba, they are muksa even before you throw them out. It's a kalish nishbur type of a smarter. It's been used whatever it is, and it's omer to throw to the ashba, so it's muksa. Kan makom lahoyer shemotzi moed kayoy mekaisus plastik chad pami. Shenistuku ve'enem ruyim l'shimush umotzi shemachzikim behem misaskim behem b'yudeyim b'loy simes leith yeshadash also lasus came b'shabas came muksa kishivik kalem shedinim kem muksa mach maskufay kem avur b'shulchan aruch simen shen ches sif vav. So if you're playing with your fork, you're playing with your cup, okay, good, right? Exhibit A. Pick it up, everybody, just see. All right? So you can't do that on Shabbos. It's muksa, even before you throw it out. You can't do it on Shabbos any problem, because it's probably breaking. It's in this one already, but the guy's playing with the play with their forks. I don't know, the people have this thing with playing with their forks. By the time you finish bending all the plastic tines every which way direction, you're not really usable. Could you use it still to stir a cup? It's time to the ashba already. So it's muksa. Now, he doesn't talk about the next step, which is I have a plastic item which at the end of the meal. At the end of the meal, we're throwing them into the garbage. Are they muksa? I haven't thrown them out yet, but they're oimer to the ashba. But according to what Rukimeger is learning, is that the Shulchan Aruch Shita is oimer la'ashba is muksa. So now it should be tempted to be muksa right now. The only thing is, of course, the Kli Gomer doesn't have that din. But some which is not a Kli Gomer, and it's not even Tadash, but according to the way the Kamega learns the Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be Muksa even before I throw it out. And even not like that, even according to the Rash, but once you throw it out, they're Muksa. So far, the argument of saying that my garbage is not Muksa, because even though there's food, discard, etc., which is now Muksa, but there's all these plastic utensils in there which are usable still, it's not going to be a good argument. Once it's an Ashba, everybody agrees that they should be considered Muksa. Unless you say they're Kalim Gemurim. And Kalim Gemurim, which Gemurim says, even if you throw it to an Ashba, it's not Muksa. So we have to figure out what the status of a Kalim Chad Pami is regards to that issue. Okay.
But where's the most of the Kalim Gemurim versus that Gemurim come up? Isn't it? Don't we only bind it by Shivrei Pleep? Which we're not meant to be.
Well, the Mora says it by the case of where Rashi learns the case of Magufa, which is usable still, just there's no Chavis anymore. And since the Magufa, I imagine in the world of the handcrafted Chavis and Magufas, it wasn't like you could put on the Mora seems you could put on different Chavis. It's a one-time usage and it's done, but it's not broken,
Matthew. Okay, but it's not a clean itself.
So the Mora asked, so what's in that in the glima you throw out? So the Mora says, you're right. By the Magufa, on Shabbos, it's like a glima. But if, before Shabbos, it's not. Before Shabbos, your Megal Das is not a mon. But if it happens on Shabbos, it's okay. So I have something over here which is Be'etzim, nothing wrong with it. It's not broken. But it's practically not usable anymore because I don't know what to do with it. So it's more so that's not considered a shefer. And if you throw it to the Ashman Shabbos, you're okay. So it's not Muksa. Before you throw it out before Shabbos, it is. So I would suggest that these cutlery, etc., it's potentially usable. It's not broken. On the other hand, it's useless. So if I give it a din of a kli, a full fledged kli, it should be fine. If I give it a din of a kli, like something which is equivalent to being nishbur, then you're right. Once it's in the garbage, it's muksa. So what's the status of my one time usage kalim? So on a personal note, you know that there are many milas to having the kalim mikvah over here. The downside is, every time I go to the table with aluminum pants, if there's anybody else there, I try to do it at a time. I try to avoid no one else should be there. Should I not get involved? Do you have to table that? I'm not getting involved in a place for the city. But I table aluminum pants. So people ask me, is there any difference in whether you use them one time or not? They said, no. They're not. Now, do they need to fill it with a bracha? So, Rashi Reb Chaim held they need to fill it with a bracha. They're Kaelin. My Rebbe Reb Shalom Shapiro told me, we're not sure. They're sure they need tefillah, etc. The others say they need tefillah, but the Maisa without a bracha is better. So I tell them without a bracha. But like every time most people sort of assume that since it's a one-time usage, it's not chayim in tefillah because it's not a kli. Because things which are made for one-time usage, so I have no problem saying kiddush on a disposable cup. And this thing of the double cup, I never understood exactly how that solves the problem. If you need a cleave for kiddush, so like, but if you have two cups, you're not going to throw out two cups, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly why that solves the problem, but like, there's this thing that developed about two cups.
One on the outside is not going to use. One on the outside is clean.
You could use it one time, but if is one time usage considered a clean?
Now you're using it twice.
Outside
clean,
you're using it again.
Okay, maybe. What?
Wait, not really.
Even that incorrect lump is done.
So what's the deal? So there's a, I have a sefer at home called Nachal Zored, which I should have brought in just to show you the sefer. Most of the car of this deal is in Hilchus Tumah, not in Hilchus. It's not in Hilchus Shabbos. So he has his bekias and oilus and kalim is fascinating, and he has multiple rayas to the shiloh. Sefer is about 400 pages long. Like the sefer was written basically on the issues of opening, etc. So the makar is the sugya of Chayslis, which we touched on once upon a time back. That there's a musig of a keli, which if I have dates which are not ripened, and I want them to ripen, so if you put them inside a container which keeps the heat in, etc., so they ripen. So what they would do is they would take a roll of leaves, make a beginning of a, like a basket, put the dates in, and then continue weaving it around the dates until it's totally woven around the dates. So they're totally enclosed. The way you get, eventually you sit for a period of time, I guess you can figure out enough time how long it takes for them to ripen. You rip it open, you throw it out, and you use the date. So that's not Makabal Tum. That's a fair submission, that's not Makabal Tum. So that's where this makar of this idea of something which is made for one shimush, it's a clean. It's a quite a usable clean. It's functional. It's accomplishing something for you. It's helping, it's holding your dates, it's ripening them, etc. But since the way you use it is by destroying it and throwing it out, it's only made for one time usage, it's not Makabal Tum. So that would be the argument that you see that something which is made for one-time usage is not makabel tum. There are other mishnayos which are mashma that not like that. That the difference over here is you cannot use it a second time. By definition, you cannot use it a second time. The way you use it is by ripping it open, making it useless. So it's made for the one-time usage, and then you must throw it out. So it's not a makabel tum, as opposed to something which it could be used multiple times. The fact that I don't is because I'm a pechetch. And I'm a Jewish American prince, you know, I'm a Jap, right? And I can afford to use it, right? My raya to that is that, you know, my shogar, when he was in Kerbal, they used to wash out their disposable cups and reuse them four or five times, because who could afford to throw out disposable cups? Until it got to the point that you couldn't use it anymore, right? So there are, the reason why we throw them out is not because they're useless, they're not usable again. Side of Konami, if you have a very, very thin Kli, which by definition, after one time it becomes useless, that is not a Kli. So the Moshe, my wife gets some of these very, very, she does with a class of project, and they have these very thin ones she buys online, which you cannot use them a second time. So those I tell she doesn't have to touch. But the ones which are usable a second time, there's a good argument that the Chara, that they, those are not Muksa. So,
even if pants, they don't mind them.
You wash them out.
They get burned in the
middle. Okay. So,
I've heard of people lining them and using them again, but using them again without lining them, I never seem to. It's not very easy to wash.
I don't know. The ones I get aren't so flimsy by still. I get better quality ones. Yeah. Depends what you're using it for. But I use them multiple times. Yeah. My wife saves them. Cool, usually not. But they're saying, you know, it's not worth it here. But with other things, kind of what it is. Okay. I mean, we come from a different generation of kerbal. Okay.
If you use it as a container, you could reuse it, but you bake something in it.
No, I'm saying, but it's not intrinsically not usable again. You can cook it. You can wash it. Elamai, you chose not to. That's that. Right. So I must be this guy's an Israeli guy. A musik is be'etzim. So a merchant comes along and discusses Lagabi Hilchos Shabbos, the din of Shiras Kli. Do we say something which is made for one time usage and then the derech of the oilam is to throw it out? There's a mavatla from Hashem Kli. But a merchant says in regards to cans, which there is a maisha shmir which you're doing in the can and you're throwing it out. Over here, there's no maisha shmir of that. So he says. Tam Shazarka Mustam Mishum Grayusum, the more is, could be the more is worth of Zrika is a raya to the grayus of the Kli. Rachmikar Kanam Mustam and Kalam Zerlam, Kede Lahakala Tirchas and Ikoyan, Yulusum Begmar Shimush. Therefore, the more is argument that comes looks at me could it's Zarka Lashba, Ain Zelibus, Simon Hamel Agriusum, Tain Pokim and Roshem Kli. But over here, with that's how you use it, so he says, it doesn't become book. So he says, Archa Shabbos brings her some Shularba, Selagat, etc. So comes along the Chutshani, he says, Mechalatim Kais Pachad Pamishu Mutter Patiltum Itamanau, Gagain Kaisha Labin Vachadimer, Tanam Ain Onam Ishtamish Bem Shimish Kaisa Klau. I don't wash out my yogurt, the yogurt cups that you get and reuse them. But a cup which I buy it. That's, I know it's used multiple times. I bought it because I can afford to buy it and throw it out. Because the fact that throw it out is not a raya that it's starting in the kli. He says, "Harbach Chaim Noitim Shafilo Im Kli Chapami Lo Nechshon Muksa Lo Gemar Shemus Shafilo B'Shabbos Kodesh." If he's talking about Erev Shabbos, it's Muksa. Because mice, it's not as good as the glima, which over there you never throw out. So the fact that you throw it out, you're bottle daita. But over here, not. So that's what he says. So, just interesting. So the Rekar brings from Rabbi Yashiv somewhere in the middle. So the question which you want to know is it muksa before you throw it out? That's the first step. So when I'm cleaning off my table, I have to be worried about that issue because the derech is to be zarek then. So the case where he wants to argue that that Afilu Shabbos should be had by Erev Shabbos, but if you haven't thrown them out yet, the Rodim Shabbos again, Shuv, not considered Muksa yet. Chaim Hiskam Maran from Yashim Shlita, Zatzal, the whole Mishnah should be Al Yerechak, Kanal, Mishen, if I realize I don't have any more, I might wash it and use it again. But then he says, calls it Kadosh Zarkin Le'ashba. Because they're very usable. She says, bottles, you put bottles into recycling, they're not muksa. You have plastic cups, which you throw out, he says, those are not muksa. And I don't know, sure why, I understand why, you know, some of the Israeli plastic forks, the American plastic forks, they probably are, but you know what he's picturing, I don't know. What?
They don't stand on the table.
You know, you fill them with contents, you have to hold it.
There's an Israeli company which I don't know, like, you know, you make them in a mold, so the name of the company, they figure they can make a nice name. The name of the company was Moldy Cups. So I said to my wife, we one time bought them, they're talking like very, very shrach, like an Israeli company, you know. They talk of the name, like it's a good name for the cups, you know, the Moldy Cups. So it became like a line in the house. So I don't know. Okay, so it seems to me, so Lachara, if you put it in the garbage, if you put it in the garbage, something like bottles, those type of things, which really are reusable, they're not nimas at all by that point in time. So he's masking that should, they have a shame clear, they're not muksa. Now, it's an interesting question. So over here, all of the is over there is worthless. You usually measure by value. Right? So I just need my cup to be a little more valuable than the rest of all the discarded food and bones. So I guess theoretically it's more valuable. Okay, so that would be an eitzah l'chara. What I usually do is I usually put the main dish is the big garbage cans. You take them down and bring them back, etc. So for that, you know, you buy one of these little things of soda for 33 cents and you stick it in the bottom of the thing. It's much more valuable than the rest of the food. It's a good bottle. It's closed. You can directly take it out and use it. So it's a boss's list of the hat. So you can give it out to them. So once they empty it out, you can bring it back. They should be going doing it. They're not doing it for you. They're doing it for the city. That's not an issue. My wife asked about the following, Shiloh. What about a can? Putting a can of soda. We have some cans of soda, which is anybody else for, you know, whatever. Neither of us drink soda. So my wife asked me, what about that? So I said, that's a good idea. Now, Shabbos is not going to work if you can't open the cans. I hope you can't open soda cans. For sure you can't open it because it's a Pesach Yafa. I understand. The same with the mice. The derech is like that. Pashas, they're a maxedas. You cannot plan to use them on Shabbos. You can't open them in the regular way. What about on Yom Tov? Can you open up a soda can on Yom Tov? So, at first glance, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? But there is a din of Makshirei Ochel Nefesh. Makshirei Ochel Nefesh, even it's fixing a keli which is broken, which is Tikkun Kli. If it was not possible before Yom Tov, you ought to do it on Yom Tov. So what about? Oh, so the Poskim discussed the issue of opening cans on Yom Tov vis-a-vis Shabbos. Makshirei Ochel Nefesh. They argue, well, if it's, since you could do it before Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Makshirei Ochel Nefesh, which is Efshel Asesim B'Vayyayim. There's no heter of doing them on Yom Tov. However, something which will be in the skalkal, food which is in the skalkal Lagamri, so it's called Efshel Asesim B'Vayyayim. So l'chara, opening up a soda can will be mutter on Yom Tov. The smell of the can is not muksa. The smell of the can is a good eitzah. So that's what we use this time. Now, halacha l'maisa, about opening cans on Yom Tov, I need to think it through more. But to catch me on all the cheshbonos, that should be correct. I'm not sure why it's wrong. If it's wrong, why it's wrong? It's a pasha that should be mutter. I'm not going on record that's mutter halacha l'maisa yet. In regards to this issue of the tiltal of the muksa, I was semich on that. So that allowed us to bring the garbage cans back. Okay. Is a piece of tin foil a kli? So that's a good question. I want to go through a list of Moksimach Moskufa issues. Pashas, even though theoretically it's usable, it doesn't have its surah's kli. It wasn't made to be a kli. So what's called be making to be a kli? So I'm not clear on that. I have wondered about that myself, what status it has. Because that's definitely, you can pull it out and reuse it. What? Well, you made it into a kli. The roll is moksa. So if it's considered a kli, because you tore it off and made it into a kli, you tore the shame usage, so you made it into a kli. So that's not a problem. It's tefillah. Pre-cut. No, Reynolds makes pre-cut. Yeah. I don't know. What, got a tefillah? Those clearly, usually the ones that you get are very, very, you couldn't, you don't use them. Take out the garbage from the house is a drop. It's not too many words. Tell your hard time to drop away and take it down. So you can do it. It's very hard to argue that. To get it out of your house, if it bothers you, grab some raisins. Yeah.
Once you have it in your
hands. If the garbage can is down by your large receptacle is down by the curb, you can take it out to the curb. Once it's in your hand, I'm sure you can take it to the curb. It's up outside the house. But if the garbage can is not by the curb, the grocery is not going to allow you to take it down to the curb. Okay, Rufus, I have to go.